everybody! Welcome to everyone's favorite time of the week! That's right! It's What Did I Order? Where the weirdness gets really weird, and things are always going unexpectedly. Now let's turn it over to everybody's favorite master of ceremonies, it's Heath!
Welcome back to What Did I Order? Yes, it's me. It's the amazing Heath. Yes, that's right. AKA Ordering Toys on Instagram. Guys, I am so happy to be back. The last few weeks, I've been sick. I'm dealing with a head cold. We've entered into our two-week fall period here in the state of Texas. Got a head cold, been snotty, and unable to breathe, working like a champ. Doing dad stuff. The accountant's been out of town. And, I mean, we just had so much going on. So, instead of, like, just dragging things out and going over everything that's come over the last few weeks, we're just going to hit the highlights. We're probably still going to talk about McFarlane Toys at some point in time, but, like, we just don't have the 9 hours that I would need to recap, like, the last few weeks of McFarlane Toys. So, just going to hit the highlights and have a great time here today. I hope all of you guys have been doing well. I hope you're out there being the champs that I know you are. And thank you. Thank you for coming back. Hit that sweet, sweet, dirty static. The big one here. And it's not a big one to me because I've known this for a long time. But guys, the thing that hit my wheelhouse and I had to comment on first off, it has come out that Willem Dafoe needed a penis double because his penis was too big for the movie Antichrist. Now, I don't suggest you guys go out and watch Antichrist if you haven't seen Antichrist. It's a very, very hard movie to watch. And I don't know why. I know Willem Dafoe has been packing a fucking elephant trunk in his pants. I want to say, like, there's a scene. Oh, what was that movie called? Where it's black and white, and he was a Jewish boxer in a concentration camp. I want to say I saw it there. Maybe not. Maybe it was just, like, a line through his pants. But, like, I mean, if he lost both of his legs, he could get, like, a single crutch and still be able to walk on his dick. I mean, it is massive. And just now, thinking about it, I can think about it being a soft, non-erect penis with just, like, water hose-sized veins in it. Like, I'm terrified of his dick. But in the movie The Antichrist, there's a scene where him and his wife are trying to be passionate, and she takes a log and slams it right into his old dick. And I'm like, yeah, obviously you couldn't let Willem Dafoe do that scene naked. Because everybody would call bullshit on that immediately. Because if you actually had his dick on that screen, it would have snatched that log midair out of that woman's hand and beaten her to death with it. That's what this man's working with. So, yeah, if you haven't seen it, don't see it. A whole lot of crazy shit happens in there. I'm still scarred by the visual images of a scene where the wife uses a pair of scissors. Horrific shit. But, yeah, if you didn't know, Willem Dafoe, packing just an old-style elephant trunk of a pecker. So I watched the movie The Mill on Hulu. It was pretty interesting. I definitely enjoyed it, but got weird. If you guys have a chance to check out The Mill, I do suggest it. It was a very interesting watch. I enjoyed it. Not really a horror movie, not really a drama, kind of a thriller, sci-fi aspects of it. I found it would be very interesting. In the little end, I was like, okay, I'm down. This is cool. Thought it could definitely use a sequel or probably, like, go a little farther. But check out The Mill. And one movie I'm looking forward to that's coming out, oh, it's already out. It came out October 6th, but totally killer on Amazon Prime. I like a good time traveling, let's stop the murder before the shit happens type of thing. So if you haven't seen the trailer for Totally Killer, I suggest going to check it out. Like, I'm going to be sitting down with the accountant and watching this. But, you know, it's spooky season. You guys have any recommendations for, like, good horror films? Hit me up. I'm always down. Fuck, guys. It wouldn't be a video without some fucking technical difficulties. As I was editing after that last part, for some reason my recording just become some sort of, like, bullshit. So, fuck that. Let's just jump back into it. Redo all this shit. I want to talk about Power Rangers Lightning Collection. That's right. The Power Rangers Lightning Collection. I guess they're taking a break. Maybe it's dead in the water. I don't know. I know that me and the Firstborn just watched that new season of, what was it, Cosmic Fury? Not bad. I hate that they're having to rely on, you know, old villains with new voices. That kind of sucked. But the thing I want to bring up is we've been watching Ninja Steel and Super Ninja Steel. And fuck it, I want Super Ninja Steel action figures. You might be saying, why? And I say to you guys, nay. Nay. I want Super Ninja Steel action figures just for the Sixth Ranger, the Gold Ranger, the Cowboy Ninja Ranger. You guys know those right up my wheelhouse of things that I love. It's a gold Power Ranger with a sword that wears a poncho. And when he goes into super mode, the poncho gets longer. He's got like little tassels on his boots and shit. Yes. Where you at, Hasbro? Bring it back. Give me a cowboy ninja Power Ranger. That's also somehow a country music star while he's still in high school. And yeah. Okay. I don't want to make this political, but something that I saw a couple weeks ago, and you guys have all heard about it, it's already passed in the news. The really famous Republican lady from Colorado. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I wasn't hating on that one. She got kicked out of a play. And, oh man, I've seen people being like, oh, they don't like conservative types in plays. This isn't where they're welcomed at, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, nah, dog. I'm a member of, or let me rephrase it. The accountant has made me and her members of the Dallas play thing. And so we get first picks on tickets, pay a little fee at the beginning of the year, and then we go see the shows we want to see. And nothing that's ever been asked of me is what my political views are when I go into a play. They don't give a shit. You're paying your money? Cool. What they do care about you doing is not taking photos and vaping, eating and drinking inside the theater. You're there to see a play. So, yeah, this lady on camera is vaping. It's Colorado, so I'm hoping she's vaping weed, because that would just be perfect. Taking pictures and videos of the play, singing along loudly. Hell yeah, do that shit. I sing along all the time. during the second act, she was removed, and they denied everything until the video came out. There's cameras in the theater. One of them just happened to be, like, perfect shot of her and her date. She's, giving me the old, over-the-pants rubby down, and, if her hand motion was anything that I noticed, good for you, homie. Good for you. She was definitely, like, having him groping on them old titties. And I say old, that's not fair. Either she had a brand new dress, a new push-up bra, or them new titties. Because, like, she was definitely into him getting some gropage on. She was having problems with his dress, having to pull it up. Like she wasn't used to the bustage on there. So for her, I'm hoping they're new tits. But she's vaping. She's singing. She's giving the old over-the-pants rub down. He's groping. She's arguing with a pregnant woman behind her. They get kicked out. Deny all of it. The video even comes from the moment they leave, or they're getting kicked out of the theater, to them walking all the way out. They've got video on them. She's flipping off the ushers. She's saying, do you know who I am? Like, oh my lord, I just loved every aspect of this. And with her being a value first Republican, the fact that it's come out that the dude owns a pro drag show bar? Chef's kiss. This is beautiful. I love this. It's just amazing to me. But yeah. And then coming out and being like, oh, you can't give people like that a chance. Darling, if the video is anything to indicate, he got more than a chance. He hit a home run and rounded all them bases, is what that video leads me to conclude happened after they were kicked out. She was enjoying her self. You guys know I'm pro Kickstarters. I'm pro people living the dream. That being said, Street Humans is attempting their second Kickstarter. Last year, it didn't go that well. They've been redoing kind of configuring their Kickstarter and how they wanted to do it. It's currently somewhere around upwards of $33,000 out of a goal of $120,000. Looking a little rough. I think we got 10 days to go at the time of recording. The thing about it to me is I think they approached this all wrong. Because as I was telling some friends, $28 for a Kickstarter action figure, not bad. Not bad at all. Especially when these things are supposed to be interchangeable. You can switch out the torso and different legs. There are stretch goals for like jackets and arm switch outs, different heads. Originally not included in the first stretch were the alien heads, which is where I get interested. Because to me, guys, let's say this. You guys know, ninjas, cowboys, aliens, robots, those are the things I think are just cool. What's my age again? But I would have leaned heavier into this being an alien action figure line. That's really how I see it. Again, not shitting on these guys or hoping this doesn't fund for them. I hope it does fund for them. You know, make them dreams happen, baby. But I would have leaned into it. Wouldn't even include the people heads in it. Because so many other action figure lines are compatible. You can take those extra heads and put them on there. That's not the goal of a Kickstarter. You want your own line to be like the focus of the pictures, but I would have made this an alien line. You could still go with the same base bodies with the story they're telling. These are aliens from another planet. They've come to Earth because their goddess is here or some shit like that. Really lean into that idea of aliens. Maybe do like two base bodies and then a pack with human heads and more alien heads. Another pack with like jacket accessories, shirt accessories, whatever. I don't like how they approached it. Again, hope it goes well for them. 10 days ago, it's looking like it's going to be a stretch, but shit. I would change some things myself. Not too long ago, I brought up to you guys the passing of Bray Wyatt and Willem Rotunda. And, you know, that was a big one. He actually had a couple of action figures coming in the WWE line. One, a Supreme from a match he had with LA Knight that I think was a sponsored Mountain Dew blackout match. So they did like black lights and had some cool paint on it. So the Ultimate was going to be like switch out arms with the non-vibrant paint and stuff like that. So you could look like he was underneath the black lights or, you know, prior to the black lights. And I thought that was going to be a cool figure. And then there was another one coming in their Greatest Hits line with a match he had, like some sort of like swamp match. I can't remember. But, you know, when the character first debuted, he was like kind of like a swamp preacher cult leader thing, which I thought was really cool. You know, coming out with a lantern, sitting on the rocking chair, you know, follow the buzzards. But due to, you know, family wishes, Mattel has pulled those out of the line going forward. Maybe we'll see him back, maybe we won't. But yeah, that one kind of stunk. But other things from Mattel, man, they've hit up a partnership with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and we're getting some Masters of the Universe inspired Turtles, along with some TMNT inspired Master characters. It looks like there's going to be a mutated He-Man, a Man-at-Arms Donatello, some sort of Swordmaster looking Leo. A Krang that's going to be in kind of like some sort of like monster body. I'm not recognizing this. And then Trapjaw is going to be decked out with Dr. Bacter. What's his last name? I can't remember. Batek. So it's like the little claw bot things on his arm. I thought, cool stuff, man. These look like fun stuff. But yeah, I love seeing more Ninja Turtles love. Fun fact, the oldest decided that he wanted to be a Ninja Turtle for Halloween, and that Baby Seamus should be a Ninja Turtle as well, so we got them some matching costumes, and me and the accountant are going to be buying some t-shirts and some headbands and matching along, so we're going to be doing a TMNT turtle-themed family costume. The joy this brings to my heart as just a giant old nerd is beyond belief.
Zula.
Oh, yeah, let's shout out to McFarlane. I said I wasn't going to get into McFarlane or I wasn't going to get into a lot of McFarlane, but we got to talk about McFarlane. Dune figure waves for the second movie. I enjoyed the first movie. Didn't pick up any figures for him. Not sure if I'm going to pick up any figures for the second wave, but definitely enjoyed it. And yeah, looks like we're getting Batista's character, you know, Dave Batista's character, kind of like the big hulking guy. There's going to be, Shyamalan's character, Shyamalan, ding dong, his character in a two-pack fighting that bald, creepy-looking dude. Josh Brolin will be in a two-pack fighting Dave Bautista's character. There's going to be a four-pack with the two kid characters from the first one, and then Josh Brolin and Javier... I don't know how to say his last name, so I'm not going to butcher it. But the one that threw me off, and I had to go look at the casting for the sequel, we're getting an action figure for Emperor Shadan. Christopher Walken, baby! I can't do a Christopher Walken imitation, but do it again, and I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron. Yeah, I love me some Joe Dirt. But yeah, as far as like DC action figures go, you know, more repaints, more Jokerized, getting two variants of Santa Claus Batman, one in red and white and gold, one in blue, white, and silver. I think that blue is more Batman style if he was going to be old Saint Nick. Those are fun. Those are fun. The one that I was like, this is definitely fun, but for the wrong reason. It is the Joker, the Deadly Duel gold label, up for pre-orders now. You're getting Joker. It's a classic looking Joker, green hair, white paint, big smile, red lipstick, purple suit, black shoes, gloves. Alternative head, though, is the one that brings questions to my mind. It's a leather mask with zipper eyes and a zipper mouth. And that's right, I've properly described a GIMP mask. GIMP Joker, baby. What? Why do we have to go to all these routes? I don't know. Oh, man. But hey, all the love and power to people chossing out GIMP suit Jokers, right? Oh, man. I'm the deviant that sees these things, aren't I? Nobody else is like, yep, he's right. Definitely right on that scale. Oh, Marvel Legends. Let's talk about some Marvel Legends. Some stuff that I thought. We've already gone over the figures that are going to be building the wave, the Power Princess. But, oh, what was it? Oh, 90s grunge Namor. Good googly moogly. This face sculpt on this one, the pants, I mean, if they had made a movie about Namor in the 90s, they could have casted Dave Navarro. Dave Navarro? Yeah, the guitar player, to be Namor, because that's exactly what this figure looks like to me. I'm just sitting here looking at it, and I'm like, whoa. The eyeliner, the facial hair, the hair, the black pants look cool. I'm fine with that. The ankle, not ankle, but the shin guards and the forearm gauntlets with the spiky things coming off of it. Beautiful. Love it. Also the big one that hit for me, and it kind of brought sense to why we would have gotten that Sentry as the Walgreens exclusive not too long ago. The Build-A-Figure for this is the Void. Beautiful. Translucent reds, paint, looks absolutely amazing. Man, I want that Build-A-Figure. It's just crazy stuff. I love it. Also, and one thing that I thought was so cool, I'm not going to get into the Doc Ock thing. That figure looks cool. Doc Ock, Spider-Man 2, No Way Home, Green Goblin. Going back to Defoe, baby. Old Elephant Tusk Trunk himself. I love it. The head sculpt for the non-mask head looks great. The mask head looks just like it did in the movie before he smashed it. The goggles, the glider, the suit. This looks like an amazing action figure. $50, two heads, one figure, a glider, one pumpkin bomb. What, you want more than one pumpkin bomb? Son, that would be $70 for two pumpkin bombs. Don't mess around with Hasbro and their money, son. Especially after all those Target figures went clearance and double clearance? Whew! They can't be taking a hit on stuff you want. Just like they're re-releasing that Spider-Man No Way Home 3-pack on card backs with unmasked head sculpts. Yep, Tom Holland looks like Tom Holland. Andrew Garfield looks like Andrew Garfield. Toby, a little bit off, but I'm liking these three. It's that final suit from No Way Home for Tom Holland. Like it. Sandman figure looks fine. Mary Jane looks fine. Matt Murdock looks fine. Is it just me or anybody else think it was kind of weird that Matt Murdock's sitting in Peter's and Aunt May's apartment when that brick comes through and he catches it, and at no point in time did the Peter tingle kind of give him an indication that Matt Murdock might be more than just a lawyer? I mean, obviously catching a brick midair after it came through a window should have been like red flag number one, but like you figure like he would have been like, wait, are you the other vigilante in New York City right now? Think I'm up, right? Sorry, I should have probably given a spoiler alert for one of the biggest, you know, team-up action or superhero movies outside of the Avengers. If I spoil things for you, sorry, not sorry. Oh, Valiverse showed off their Legends of the Dragons 2-pack action figures. You know, one of the things brought up, same body mold for both these figures. One's going to be in black gray with a red diamond. Jason David Frank character is going to be in light gray, silver, gold with a silver diamond. The bodies look fine. The mask head sculpts look fine. Unmasked head sculpts, a little cartoonish. Nothing crazy there. But seeing those images, pretty cool. Pretty cool, especially after that announcement. Oh, before we get out of here, I do want to talk to you guys about a few things. Go listen to the band Dead Icarus. 2 songs out right now, more songs coming in 2024. It's almost the end of October. We're getting spookily close to the end of this year, right? 2023 has just been flying by. But Dead Icarus is the new band from the former singer of Atreyu. Definitely feeling like a little bit more of that early to mid-2000s Swedish metalcore vibe. I'm definitely digging it. Also, the band that like has shown up and I'm just here for. I'm here for. You guys know my love of Every Time I Die. Favorite band. It broke my heart when they broke up. The band, minus one guitar player, Andy Williams, as I've talked to you guys multiple times in the past, is now a wrestler for AEW, has started a new group. They have gotten the singer, or the former singer of Dillinger Escape Plan, which if you guys are not familiar with Dillinger Escape Plan, I always said they were the more technical, higher, kind of like mathy side of that style of metalcore that Every Time I Die did. So it's essentially most of the members of Every Time I Die, the vocalist of Dillinger Escape Plan, and another guitar player rocking out. It's called Better Lovers. Go listen to Better Lovers. 30 Under 13, God Made Me an Animal. Great tracks from this band. They've got an EP out right now. I love it. I hope you guys love it. Check it out. Tell me what's going down, what you're thinking, how you're feeling about this. But go check out the 2 songs from Dead Icarus and check out the EP from Better Lovers. Hit me up. I hope you guys enjoy. All right, guys. Between recording, re-recording, computer issues, the sickness, I think that's going to call me for today. I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you for coming back. You guys go out. Be the best versions of yourself. Do the best things of yourself. And remember, there's always help out there if you guys are struggling mentally. Don't be afraid to reach out to professionals. Nothing wrong with it. Life gets hard. You get harder. Don't let anything else happen that. But until next time, with the yo!